Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, the second report in our series with Kim Rominger, Executive Vice President and CEO of the United Equipment Dealers Association. As an outsider, an attendee, and obviously a fan, he provides a unique perspective on this major national event.
There's so much equipment out there, it's almost an education. If you want to go find out what's new and coming, the amount of technology that's creeping into the industry or has been creeping into the industry is tremendous. From the use of precision agriculture to the number of uses for drones now, even in the last couple of shows, some of the manufacturers have been bringing out some of their driverless tractors. So there's just a tremendous amount of new technology that's coming into our industry, and we're right on the cusp of releasing some really innovative types of equipment.
So think of it, you're sitting in a driverless combine, for example. While it's operating itself, you could be operating a piece of support equipment.
Yeah, there's a number of types of units that can be controlled either from the cab of a tractor, whether it's a grain wagon that pulls up alongside a combine as it's combining, controlled by someone in the cab of the combine or sitting in a truck somewhere else. Just a lot of technology like that that's going to be very, very beneficial in the future.
Over 1.2 million square feet of that kind of technology at the Kentucky Exposition Center when the show opens in Louisville next Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
With around 300,000 attending the National Farm Machinery Show next Wednesday through Saturday, the economic impact is in the neighborhood of $17 million. And United Equipment Dealer CEO Kim Rominger says there's significant activity before the show even opens.
We have our annual convention. We're having it February 14th, just before the show opens, so we'll have lots of our members down there. We're co-hosting the National Association of Equipment Dealers Board of Directors along with our meeting. And then we work with the Kentucky Fair Board and helping sponsor a reception Wednesday evening for the exhibitors. So there's lots of meetings, and there are a lot of manufacturers that hold dealer meetings down there or product-type meetings when they want to introduce new products. So there's a lot of that going on. A lot of different meetings. A lot of manufacturers have smaller meetings as well around the city.
Complete program details online at farmmachinerieshow.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.